The walking cadaver. Lords of Judgment sat in a grim concave, for the world beyond had just heard incredible news. The dead, living dead, were walking the streets of a great city. No, it cannot be. In my own body, I left in the grave only a few weeks ago. Now it's alive and walking the streets. On a dark and eerie night, the twisted streets of a great city, an unearthly visitor met a blood-curdling sight. Ah, I have been tricked, robbed my earthly remains. I will complain. The Lords of Judgment will hear of this. There was a consultation, the world beyond. The complaint of the spectre was heard. It's unfair, my lords, to deprive me of my body and give it to the other. I protest. To another. From our records, this is not the first case of the kind. Several others have been reported lately. Very well, brother. We will act on this case. Whoever has appropriated your earthly body, violated the immutable laws of life and death, will pay. He'll pay, and be sure he'll pay dearly. Later, in another corner of time and space, the door of a little antique shop opened and a youthful figure stepped in the musty interior. All right, dear, I have come back as we agreed. Not a moment too soon. You paid rent on that corpse only till midnight. Lie down there on the table beside your own body. Machine of yours for the transformation of souls is a magnificent achievement, Cora. Beneficent. Lie quietly, as power's going on. Machine glowed with a hellish light. Slowly movement ceased in the youthful body, just as slowly the youth, warmth of life, entered an aged cadaver on its side. Then, there, it's done, you're back in your own body again. Ah, every bone, every muscle, my body aches. Every nerve cries aloud in pain. But it was worth it, for tonight I was young again. I laughed, I sang and caroused, as I have not done for 50 years. Here is the money promised for the rent for the youthful body, $1,000. Cheap at a price, Lurch. You enjoyed an experience few in immortals have achieved. Be back tomorrow, girl. Have the body ready for me. I want to use it. I'll be ready. He's hot. Once he's tasted youth, again he'll be back and again, again. As he hung away the limp body among its lifeless fellows, Harim was ready, Kenny's evil prophets. Now succeed in transferring living souls in the bodies of the dead, and make a fortune out of old men like Leech. Yes, Leech is going to pay and pay for the privilege of being young again. Tomorrow I'm going to raise a rent from the use of that body. It is as we suspect this man is doubling in power beyond his comprehension. Toying with secrets are forbidden to mankind. He must be punished. But how, we lords of judgment have power only in the world of the dead. Wait. We who know the secrets of the past can already also read the book of the future. Here it's on the page. Greed itself will be the structure of Herengara. And there in the letters of fire is written a method of our revenge. Come on, brothers. There is much to be done. Towards the morning, there was a knock on the door of the antique shop, and we heard a homegrown pays well for bodies of newly dead. News travels fast. Ah, yes. Be paying, providing the corpse was well preserved. As you see, it is but a few hours dead. It is the body Hank Quentin, shot by his henchmen. Found him on the box. Very well, I shall buy it. Bring it inside. The body is in excellent condition. But in the midst of these gloating, Aaron never noticed the faces of the men they left, the grim, sardonic faces of Lords of Judgment. Quentin, the body was only 3 bullet holes once, clean up and make a splendid addition to my collection of bodies for rent. The next day that Jeremiah Leech returned to hire again the body of the young man. That's what I said, Leech. You want to hire that body? It'll cost you $5,000. I'm going to double the price each time. Green swine, you got me trapped. I must have that body again. I must be young again. I must. All right, I'll pay your price and I'll be damned with you. Splendid spend a fortune might agree. Eventually now, if you just lie down there. Once more, as his bold body was caught in the grip of the demonical machine, those eye falls ebbed away and surged triumphantly into the youthful cadaver on his side. There, it's done. You are now leech. You'll be kind enough to hand over the money. Money, how, you blasted bloodsucker? Try and get it. What do you mean? Give me the money or keep your hands off me. You're not talking into a brittle bone, Jeremiah Leech, now. I have youth and strength to spare for you now, old man. Keeping a body from now on, yeah? You wise, you don't try anything or tell authorities about that row of bodies you have hanging in there. Blast him, I can't let him get away like this. He knows enough to send me to prison for life. I've got to do something. Quentin Harkin, well, now suppose I were to transfer his soul into that body. Use those monstrous arms and hands to do my bidding. I could kill Jeremiah Leech, wring his neck like a chicken, and no suspicion would ever fall upon me. No sooner as Montres Corpse walked to the earth once more to wreak the wretched vengeance of Weogar. Ah, die, Jeremiah Leech, die. But Jeremiah's death rattle was heard, and moments later footsteps echoed in the night. Quick, after him. There's been a murder. That looks like Hank and Quentin, a killer. Rather me, I've got to get back into the shop at the transmigrator. Killer's breaking into Gurr's shop. I've got to stop him before he harms the poor old harem. That did it. Ah, Quentin's all right. But I can't understand it. I shot it only twice, yet there are 5 bullet holes in his body. And 3 that aren't bleeding. Great heavens, look in there. It's like a nightmare. Bodies, dead bodies all over the place. Hell, old girl's body, too. It's ghastly unbelievable. Yes, it was unbelievable. And now, how could they, mere mortals, appreciate the cosmic jest which Aragorn had been tricked into the world of the dead? For even as their moment, old Heron's wavering, shrieking spirit was a trial before the grim laws of judgment. Hell, girl, you've been violated to the sacred laws of life and death. Prepare for your doom. No, no.